Her husband worked for Southwest Electric Company down here, engineering field, and she worked at the bank. She was married before, her first husband, Hudson. And he was used to be an old postmaster, grandfather did, postmaster here, and he had a son that Kelly Hudson that run a gin down here, gin cotton. When I was just a kid, we'd bring our wagons up there, and if you bring a wagon, you head down to the high school or further. And they'd come in there, they'd have to stay in them wagons, they'd just follow one another on up, you know. Our time come, we'd be right up there, stay there all night till we got gin. I'd have been Oklahoma over here. I've been around through there when that was the cottonest country you ever saw. It's full, clear full gins over there. Mm-hmm. And you couldn't get up and down the street hard with the wagon things. Foreman's another place down here. They used to have two or three cotton gins down there. Mm-hmm. I used to haul buns from the bakery down there to what they call Shorty's place in a streetcar cafe in Foreman. And I'd put them paper down in that car, in that truck, and put them buns in there with a scoop shovel, and put them in the cans he had down there with.
Is there a...
Yeah. We couldn't get by that now, you know, but then that's way back down in there. Oh, that's the early 20s.
Well, you mentioned beans. What kind of beans do you grow around here?
Oh, well, any kind. Kentucky Wonder beans. Did a little Kentucky green pod and lima beans, butter beans, just about any kind of bean. Anything will grow here from there. Mm-hmm. That fellow over there has got the hardest looking garden, but he's made a lot of stuff out of that thing. He's been there about 2 or 3 years now, and he's just getting that built up. And he had a heart attack and just tired from this warehouse out there. Worked for Dirk for years. And he's not able to do much good thing. He got out the other day, and oh, 2 weeks ago about it, hauled a load of old soda, put it in that garden down through there, and then went fishing the next day. Next night he wound up another heart attack almost out here. He just gets started and he can't slow up enough.
I'll take it a little bit easier.
Yeah, but he don't. He's out there this morning, hoeing in that garden a little bit this morning. He hadn't been out of the hospital over a week. People just don't take care of themselves. I think if I had a pair of good knees, I could still do about anything.
Well, it's hard to stop working if you
get
used to it.
Yeah, well, I've always worked. I mowed a little out here this spring in this yard right there, and I made two or three little rounds there, and I got hurting, and I went over and sat down. You know, I haven't walked much since. I can walk a little. I can go across the street once in a great while and see him. By the time I get over there, I've got to find a place to sit down. I can't stay on my feet over 30, 40 minutes at a time without hurting awful bad.
What else do you grow in your garden?
Now, just about anything they want to plant in the garden, the radishes and tomatoes, okra, squash, just about anything. My wife picked some squash yesterday, and the way she fixed it, I have eaten it before, but it just tastes awful good. Tomatoes today, she got a way of scalloping tomatoes, you know, and we had some green, I guess they had lima, green limas or something like that, beans. She got them down in the city food. You have to already shell that thing.
Is that right? Do you have these little small tomatoes around here?
No, I haven't seen too many of those. I've heard of them. They're kind of like a tree tomato. I've seen a lot of them. We used to have them in our garden down there. We'd plant a little of them once in a while.